If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. That, of course, is the legendary Evan Jenkins. And we're here talking drafts, prospects, the future. Hey, the Major League Club is off to a good start. Oh, my gosh. They won two out of three from the Yankees. My gosh, they swept the White Sox. My gosh, they look like they're really good. So what's happening in the minor leagues has begun in the minor leagues. And it's been a pretty good start. You know, I don't know why Bryce Reiner isn't playing. He played one inning, and he hasn't played since then.
Really? And there's nothing about it?
Nothing. You know, and the Tigers do not release any injury information except for once a month. And that injury report is out there. McGonagall had 4 hours this game.
And then?
Then he hasn't played.
Yeah, because he hurt his ankle. Yep.
So he's been out. Now, Max Clark got off to pretty good. He's doing well. So that's been going well. Tyrone Lorenzen and Josue Bursino, not so good. They've been struggling. Bursino who dominated the Arizona Fall League, off to a slow start at West Michigan. Lorenzo's first 13 at-bats, struck out six times, and has struggled at Double-A. But it's very early in those seasons.
How many games do they play in the minor leagues? Do you know that offhand?
128 or something.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right, yes.
I think that's the number. I should know that. Quit testing me like that.
I'm just...
Quit putting me on that spot. That is unfair, Evan. You know, people are like, yeah, Caputo, they know how many minor league games they play. I know they play 66 in the OHL.
I wasn't doing it to set you up. So anybody that thinks that, they can F off.
And it depends on what league it is, of course. But here's the thing that's going on. There's a couple good things, all right? The best thing that's going on for the Tigers right now in their minor league system that could affect the team this year is, hey, ask yourself this question. The Tigers have got some timely hitting this year, but why are they good? You know, why are they good? Evan, I'm going to put you on the spot, all right? I know the answer to this. But why are the Tigers actually good?
I think it's pitching.
Oh!
No?
Whoa, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Evan, man, you're right on target with that.
Their pitching has been lights out, man.
No, their pitching, well, their whip is third in the league. Their ERA is a little higher than that, but.
144, by the way.
Yeah.
Minor league games.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I just had to find out.
With Triple A, right?
Yeah.
Triple A. Okay.
Sorry. But they're pitching, and the. Everything seems to have been going great for their pitching. You look at Skubal, obviously, Cy Young, Flaherty, he's out there dealing. Casey Mize he's what you wanted at 1-1, what he's done so far.
Correct.
What is it, a .64
ERA? Reese Olsen was okay. You know, Job, you know, kind of fitting him in there.
And their bullpen, learning, right?
And their bullpen's really good. So it's pitching. They were third in major leagues in pitching, I believe, last year. And that's why they were good. All right, the other things are, you know, and if you have, you know, run prevention, which is basically defense, it's going to be okay. And their defense has been good enough that even though they give up bases here or there because of some goofy stuff that they have
to
do.
Can I ask one question about the defense?
Yeah.
Could they have potentially ruined Colt Keith by having him play first? Because I feel like I'm watching Chuck Knoblauch out there.
Well, he's struggling. Yeah, they wanted to get Torres, the right-handed bat, and Torque's hitting like crazy. But I think eventually they'll figure it out. One thing about Colt Keith, he's a pretty cool customer.
Seems that way.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be flinching ultimately.
Okay.
I think he's going to be all right.
That play that he had on Tuesday afternoon, like, he wasn't even close to first base on that throw.
Right.
Like,
It's not an ideal situation. If they knew Torque was going to do this, maybe they wouldn't have signed Torres. But Torres is a pretty good hitter.
Absolutely.
So they're going to, try to make the best of it. And A.J. Hinch is good as handling these type of situations. I think they got the right manager for it. So, the center field's still a disaster. Third base has been okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Banez has actually been all right there. But that's it. But my point, okay, is their pitching's really good.
Really good.
And the start of this year, there's one thing that's happened that looks really good to maybe even further bolster their pitching staff is what's going on at Erie. Okay? They have three guys there who are in their early 20s. One of them's pushing his mid-20s who do have major league potential. Could kind of be the next ones coming up here. And one of them is Trey Melton. His first start at Erie went very well, got through four solid innings. The other one's Jaden Hamm, who we talked about last year at West Michigan a lot, and his first start went pretty good, got through, four innings real solid. And a pitcher that we haven't talked about on our podcast, but I think he does have an upside, is Jake Miller. He's a left-hander. Now, these guys weren't first-round draft picks, okay? But they're all possible major league players, and all major possible would fit into what they're doing, whether they need rotation pieces or whether they need somebody to come in and do like what Herter's done and some of the others that have been in recent years. He was from San Diego State. He's a fourth-round pick in 2022. Last year, he struggled a little bit, but he's got a real good arm, and he's pretty advanced. And if he is able to keep it up at Erie, you could see him at Toledo soon, and you could see him in the major leagues. Hamm was outstanding last year at West Michigan, and he is somebody that he's got upside as a curveball especially, and if he does well, he was somebody that could move very quickly. And he's like 22. He's from Middle Tennessee state that he was drafted. I think it was in the fifth round. Fifth round, Middle Tennessee State. And Jake Miller is a lefty from Valpo. All right, and he's got pretty good stuff. And he's got that lefty thing going. And eighth round pick in 2021, he's like 24 years old. He was in the Arizona Fall League, got lit up a little bit, although he was 3-1. But he's not mentioned enough as somebody who could potentially help them. I'm not talking about, hey, man, this guy's going to come up and be Tarek Skubal.
Right.
But those guys that they can pitch for an inning or two or can give them spot starts, all three of these guys have a higher upside than Keiter Montero and Matt Manning at this point, or pretty much everybody that they have at Toledo right now. So I would look for these three guys to possibly be pushing one or two or three of them, the major leagues here, and I think you're going to hear their names quite a bit as we move forward, and maybe we haven't talked about them enough. Certainly, Ham has been mentioned more than anybody else, but Melton, I think he's got the best upside of the three, and most people would say Ham, but I say Melton. In my opinion, but we'll see. And Jake Miller, don't sleep on him. I think he's pretty good.
How many innings a year does a minor league pitcher usually get?
It should be about 110 to 120.
The only reason I asked that is because you mentioned both guys for innings, and I'm like, that's obviously to limit them.
No. Well, early in the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Later on, they'll go six.
Okay.
That type of thing. Maybe seven at max. You're not going to see dudes,
going. Well, I know that they're protecting their arms more so than anything.
Yeah, out of it. And these guys aren't that young. They've been through some stuff. But they're not going to overdo it with them. But those are three names that you could see here this year. And maybe possibly, I don't know if it's going to be all three or even one of the three, but they could be pushing for if you have a couple pitching injuries. And I think they're going to vault over. I think Montero will get first call on everything, but they have more upside, I think, than Keiter Montero.
I totally forgot about him. And until you mentioned him.
Yeah, he had a start and it just didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Manning off to a terrible start. Two starts, especially his first start, was just brutal. I don't know if you're spending a lot of time waiting for those guys, but you shouldn't. Another development, Chase Young's off to a good start. He's hit a couple home runs. His OPS is over 1,000. He's had it's five games that he's played third base. He's had 11 chances, no errors.
Okay.
So far, so good for him. I would say that. And Hoyu Lee, not off to a good start. He's got a couple hits and a couple RBI. His batting average under 200. He's made a couple errors, one at second base and one at third base. So he's off to a spotty start so far. Those are the two best position player prospects. And also, the Tigers in their never-ending quest to give position flexibility.
Yeah.
Because I often get a lot of questions. What about Tim Navigado? Because he hit like crazy in spring training. He had a good year last year. He's the ultimate 4A guy. He's like 26 or 27. I don't know if we should even consider him a prospect at this point. But they've been playing him some in left field.
What about –
Wouldn't that be great? Navigado in left, Kreidler in center, and who could we put in right? Torque.
What about he was – the Jones kid that was up, TJ Jones's brother.
Yeah, he's off to a little bit of a slow start.
Is he? Okay. Because a lot of people thought he could make the opening day roster.
Well, he's played in the major leagues.
Until they signed Manny Margot.
Yeah. Margot, that's not good. And he had a couple hits to help him early.
He actually played as good as I've ever seen him play in the first couple weeks.
He had some good years at Tampa, but yeah. there was one ball he really Cadillac'd after. And
I think that might have been the one he got hurt on.
I'm looking at it. So, yeah, then he pulled up with the hamstring. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I was being unfair with that. that's kind of what I've taken out of the early.
Max Clark?
Max Clark looks good.
Okay.
Max Clark's drawn a lot of walks.
I mean, he's the one that's going to be the most polarizing, right?
Right. Max Clark's a good player.
But how far away are we from actually seeing him in the old age?
That's hard to project. Evan,
isn't it, though?
I can tell you this. He can play, above average defense in the major leagues right now. He runs well.
Yeah.
And he does have good bat-to-ball contact skills. He puts it in play, and the good sign is he's drawn a lot of walks so far.
Yeah.
You know, and that means his strike zone discipline is really, really good. And, you know, people ask, well, what's good about the Tigers right now at the major league level? They're third in the major leagues in walks, at least coming into their loss. We're doing this on after their game. They lost to the Yankees in the series finale.
Well, yeah, as much as I was criticizing Keith for his defense, he's been awesome with being able to draw walks. I mean, Spencer Torkelson is like an entirely new player out there. It's almost like despise the Tigers because it seemed like they were trying to squeeze him out and all he did was perform.
Nah, you know what? They pushed him, and he accepted the challenge.
And
he got himself more flexible.
Yeah.
That was the issue, you know. He seemed to be too robotic in his
movement.
He looks
like a completely different player, Pat.
Yeah, and he's just playing baseball, too. Like, he's played it all his life. He's not overthinking it. That's all really good. Credit to him. Credit to Mize, too.
100%.
I told you 1,000 times on this. Mm-hmm. You know, second year Tommy John is the year. And, you know, it's not like some theory I have or I'm some genius. It's just if you look at it, it's a track record that, you know, happens a lot. And, you know, and Cole Keith, he's got to hit the ball harder, though.
Yes.
You know, he hit the ball with a lot more sting when he was in the minor leagues than he has in the major leagues. I'm talking about exit velocity, lift, you know. Some of the doubles he hits should be home runs, you know, that type of thing. But I think he's going to be a good player, and he's a pretty cool customer. I like Cole Keith as a player a lot. So, and Dylan Dingler, you know, has come through, which we talked about, that he was going to be the, you know, potential breakout player.
Well, now he's your starting catcher.
Well, I heard today, you know, I was watching the game on the television feed, and, you know, Jason Medetti, he does a terrific job, started talking about catchers and athleticism and something about him running and everything. I'm like, hey, wait a second here, man. This is a very athletic catcher.
Yeah.
You know, this was an outstanding receiver in Ohio high school football. I think he went to – you know, what's the one, Spielman, what's that town?
Columbus?
No. Mansfield? No, Mansfield. Is that the one? Maslin. I think he's from Maslin. And I think, double check that. You got that?
I'll be able to. He is from Dingler. Dylan Dingler is a young man. Oh, Maslin, Ohio.
There you go.
Great job.
So he's very athletic for a catcher. So I'm not surprised by that. I don't think the Tigers are surprised by Dingler at all, to be honest with you. I think they kind of projected that was what was going to happen with him because he was trending in that direction last year. But the one thing about him, he is, for a catcher, very athletic. So, but, yeah, it's a good start for the Tigers on a number of different levels. So we'll keep you posted all year long on that. And don't forget to like us, subscribe to us, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's the Apple iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. We're on pretty much everything with this. Check us out. You can always get this podcast, Pat Caputo 98 on X. And, of course, Gentman Jenkins, that's Evan's X handle as well. And, of course, on Facebook, the ticket account. And, you know, I try to remember to put it up on Facebook. So, whatever. And who knows, man? Pretty soon, I might be doing it on Blue Sky.
Yeah, who knows?
Blue Sky could be next, Evan. We could be heading to the yonder for Blue Sky. So, got all that stuff. So, man, there you go, man. You checking out what his high school football credentials
were?
Well,
no, I'm just blown away that you knew Maslin, and now I'm on Maslin's high school page and learning all about him.
Yeah, you know, well, that's where Chris Spielman went to one of those schools there. There's two of them.
He went to Maslin High School.
Yeah, Washington.
Which, and guess their nickname? The Tigers.
The Tigers, yeah.
Oh, you already knew that, of course.
Yeah, he was a good running back there. People knew that.
And
I know more useless minutia information than anybody in the history of the world.
Their alumni is also former Ohio State, Cleveland Browns, and Bengals coach Paul Brown.
Yeah, that's – well, they're –
Dingler doesn't get a shout-out at all, by the way, on there. So they need to update that.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a baseball player.
Well, pro.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
I think he's got a chance to be very good.
If Pat Henke can have his jersey hanging at famous Fraser High, let's get Dingler's up there.
That's right, Pat Henneken. There you go, Fraser High, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fryder Frazier.
Pitched with the Blue Jays.
Hey, you know who went to Roseville Brabelick? You know who went to Roseville Brabelick?
No.
I think it was Roseville Brabelick. Maybe Roseville High. Ernie Witt.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
I used to work at a golf course. Here's a fun story about Ernie Witt. Ernie Witt belonged there. I accidentally crashed a golf cart and blamed it on his son.
There you go.
I think they got the money. They can afford it.
You're on the east side, former Roseville resident.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Raven Hills Golf Course.
There you go. That was one of the...
Grosbeck and Cass.
One
now
of the
Meyer.
Legendary. That was before you joined the country club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day when you were doing your dad bod videos. Oh,
no, that was way before that even. I was caddying out there. Didn't have a dad bod yet.
Oh, yeah. Did you play Maple Lane, bud?
Have I? I love Maple Lane.
Yeah, well, it's good because it's good for your ego, man.
That's right. That's right.
You can drive some of the par fours, and it'll say it's like 300 yards. It's like 230.
Oh, yeah. It makes me feel amazing.
Anyway, check us out. We appreciate you very much. Till next time, we'll see you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.